This is a production of Netcast Studio, online media for today's society. The new media broadcasting network dedicated to providing you content as it relates to your life. Whether it's technology, sports, educational, cultural, hobbies, or history, Netcast Studio has it all at netcaststudio.com.
It's episode 68, Max Roberts, sports researcher. Tonight on The Tech of Sports, Max Roberts of the Georgetown Sports Analysis Business and Research Group. Just want to let you know that Netcast Studio has many other shows and content you can listen to and download anytime online. Go to netcaststudio.com and check it all out. And The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Join us every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live. You can listen to the show live, join the chat room, and have a lot of fun. And just like to welcome everyone tonight to a cold January night here in, of course, I'm in Atlanta, and we've been snowbound here today. No interruption in the Tech of Sports because we got a really, really good guest and just really fortunate to have him on and interested in what he has to say. And it's a guy that I kind of stumbled across over social media and over an article they had written that was passed to me about golf. And he's a member of a very cool organization I want to learn some more about. He'll explain about the Georgetown Sports Analysis and Business Research Group. And Max, thanks for coming on here tonight. And I'll give a little introduction of yourself. You're a sports fan who also loves numbers, and you like to write. You're a sports writer there. At Georgetown University. You're a sophomore majoring in economics, minoring in physics and math, so you're way smarter than either Steve or I. And you've played basketball, and like I said, you're a big sports fan, and I guess you're probably a big Georgetown basketball fan. So and then a little bit about your organization, the Sports Georgetown Sports Analysis Business and Research Group is a student organization at Georgetown whose goals are to develop interest and awareness of the sports industry and to educate students about a career, an internship, or educational opportunities related to sports and engage in sports research. You guys have been doing a great job of that. It's a great little WordPress site you have that people can go and read. And Max, thanks for coming on tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick.
Yeah, no problem. Really good to have you on, and glad you could take some time away from probably midterms coming up here at some point. So give a little synopsis of the analysis business and research group there at Georgetown. Give your own little, in your own little words, what you guys are doing and kind of how the organization started and what your role is in it.
We started last year, basically just a bunch of kids who are interested in sports and beyond just the playing side of it. A lot of kids had, interests in being on the business side of sports. People were interested in, one day becoming, a GM of a team or being a sports agent. And there really wasn't a group like that on campus. So a bunch of us, we kind of came together and we began this group. And so, as you mentioned before, now one of the main things we run is this blog where we have basically just members of the group. We can contribute through, different research projects, I guess, of varying intensity. And about just pretty much any sports, as you mentioned, there's, we have a PGA one, we have a bunch of them out the MLB, some out the NBA. So really it's just a bunch of kids who have, strong interest in sports and, beyond playing. And, we're interested in getting into the sports industry potentially when we graduate. And so we're, starting out now and learning a lot and, working on some fun articles.
Yeah, as you know, the sports industry is really constantly growing. And, as people... technology increases, there's people have a more and more thirst for sports knowledge and stats and analysis, and I'm sure you guys have realized that and you're grabbing onto that. How long has the organization been around, and was this idea, did this idea come from another maybe university that had something similar to this, or just kind of or was it just the brainchild of someone there at Georgetown?
We've been around now for just over a year. I believe it was last January when we first started meeting. And there are some other groups like this I guess we kind of drew inspiration from. They're not extremely common, but I know there's one at Harvard, there's one at Michigan, University of Pennsylvania. I mean, just a couple of other schools that we've actually been working with occasionally, collaborating with, and basically they kind of helped us in a way, kind of flesh out who we were going to be when we were just first starting out.
Yeah, as we talked off the air, this is not just a little group where three guys meet at a Burger King and talk about sports. You've say there's possibly up to 70 members, and 30 show up at meetings at various times. So this is an organization where it's a pretty good sized group of people for a university like Georgetown.
Yes, I mean, you know, we're really the only kind of group of our kind at Georgetown. So, I mean, it's just a matter of us getting our name out there to everyone. As I said, you know, we've only been around for just over a year. So, you know, we're growing exponentially as people start to realize, you know, that this is the place to come and talk about their love for sports business and, you know, beyond just playing. So we're looking forward to getting even larger in the future.
And how about a women's presence in the group? Are there active women in the group as well? And what do you think they contribute as well as the guys?
Yes, we have a couple of girls. One of our board members actually is a woman, and you know, obviously, it's sports is kind of in some ways is male dominated just interest wise, and I think a lot of women are, I guess, maybe a little intimidated because there are a lot of guys, but you know, so far, all the girls who show up to the meetings, they definitely enjoy it and realize that, you know, it's totally a fun opportunity for everyone. So they stick around, and they do bring a different, you know, insight to the group, as, you know, sometimes, you know, they obviously view certain sports in a different light than some of the guys, and, you know, they have sometimes different interests. So it's very helpful to have that kind of diversity.
Now, people can go on to the WordPress site and see a bunch of the different pieces you have on there. We'll give that site out here in a second. But how do you guys come up with a possible topic to cover or to research? Is it just, do you have a vote at a meeting, or is it just a couple guys say, this sounds pretty interesting, we'll work on this kind of on the side? Is it pretty formal, or is it just really informal?
I think it's more informal. A lot of the ideas for the blog actually come from, you know, to them, some people are having a debate, and you know, one of them says, you know, I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna, you know, do an article about that. For example, the PGA article stemmed from some debate that myself and a couple of my friends had actually out playing golf one time. And you know, one friend was saying how, you know, it didn't matter how short he hit the driver; it was all about how well he putted. And so, you know, a lot of these blog ideas kind of just come up casually, and then someone decides to, you know, pursue it further and find something there, and it becomes a good article. Although some are more formal. We do some Q&As with some actual professionals in the industry to kind of, you know, keep it some formal aspects to the blog. But a lot of the research ideas are just casual, just come up.
Now, have you had any Georgetown professors also help you guys out or participate in the group and talk about getting people from the business community or the sports community or the outside of the university to come and speak or to talk to you guys?
Yes. There's one professor who's been very helpful. His name is Jimmy Lin. There's a graduate sports management program here at Georgetown, and he runs that. So we've been in touch with him, and he's a great speaker, and he knows a lot of people in the sports industry. And so he's spoken to us. And also, I believe the stat is Georgetown has the second most graduates in the sports industry. So there are a lot of people who are in sports who went to Georgetown, and sometimes it's the only connection you need for them to come and show up is, hey, you know, you went to Georgetown, we have a group at Georgetown, and they'll be back for, you know, homecoming or some other event here, and they're more than happy to speak to us, which is great.
So once a Hoya, always a Hoya?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you mentioned briefly in the article I stumbled across, GeorgetownSportsAnalysis.wordpress.com. People can go on and check out the article I stumbled on because I cover a lot of tennis and golf. Was the some research determining that really putting does matter more than driving. And I found it really interesting because you hear people saying the old saying, drive for show, putt for dough, but you really don't see the numbers to support it. Maybe at the end of the year you see some putting numbers, who was top on the PGA in putting or who was top on driving, you see where they rate, but they don't really compare and contrast what those numbers actually mean. And you guys really did that with the article. So, okay, you have an idea for an article. This is a great topic. Then how do you determine what numbers or stats or important factors to look at for your piece?
Well, a lot of that is we do have some subscriptions that are paid that we get subsidized from the university to databases. So basically it's figuring out what data you want to look into. And for this instance, it was mainly driving and putting data. And then I figured the best indication of how well that well a player performed was how much money they made per event. And so actually the PGA also has a lot of these numbers made public. But for some of the more detailed pieces, a lot of the data is from the databases that we pay to access.
Yeah, I know the numbers are, with the internet now, are available just about anywhere. But how do you determine which particular stats or what you based it on money per event? How would you go? Why did you go with that rather than base it on the number, strokes per round or the number of rounds under par? Compare it to that. I know, money is really, and FedEx points are how the PGA Tour really ranks people. But, do you sit around and kind of brainstorm what factors to look at, or do you just kind of take whatever information you have available and you're going to use that?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. We definitely, when we have an idea, we kind of sit down and brainstorm and figure out exactly what variables we want to isolate and look at, which ones we deem are the most important, but also keeping in mind which ones are the most readily available and most reliable too. So it's a combination of both of those, but we definitely get together and kind of brainstorm just to figure out, we bounce off ideas of which might be the most meaningful and which ones might be the most impactful when we figure out any relationship.
Now, when you do an article about golf or you do an article about baseball, do you hear from, are you surprised sometimes by people you hear from in the industry or with the PGA or the USGA when it comes to golf about your research, or maybe other writers like me that thought it was really good and kind of gave you some words of encouragement? Did you hear from other people as well?
Sometimes, it's tough because we're still relatively small, but we do have a pretty nice following of the WordPress and also on Twitter of like sports professionals. And just a few weeks ago, we actually found one of our articles, not mine personally, but another one was used as a reference in a Grantland article, one of the featured articles on Grantland. So that was, I guess it was pretty interesting and, nice to see that for the guy who wrote that, because it means, some of these bigger writers are definitely checking out our stuff. And as we go forward, that will only increase as we get our name more out there. More and more people will start to pay attention and have reaction to our articles.
And reaction is always good to get positive reaction. Have you gotten negative reaction to some of the stuff you guys have written as well?
Yes. Even within the group sometimes, you'll have people who will disagree with some of the points made or even just the method. And I think that's oftentimes a positive thing. It's good to have that dialogue there and, kind of understand some of these things that were presented. And definitely when people disagree with them and you have that debate there, it kind of helps flesh out the argument even more so. And so sometimes a disagreement can be beneficial.
Absolutely. We're with Max Roberts of the Georgetown Sports Analysis Business and Research Group. Very cool startup, sports research and analysis group that gets together at Georgetown University, and they hash out maybe some of the latest topics and questions in sports. And I think it's pretty cool how they put numbers to an idea and actually come up with some sort of findings. I think this is great. And yeah, when a site like Grantland catches wind of what you're doing, that's pretty big. And what are your goals personally? Why do you participate in the group and maybe with other guys, what's their reason behind it? I know it's to get some experience and that type of thing, but you're also maybe hoping to, like you said, get feedback and get noticed a little bit.
Yes, that's definitely part of it. And, a lot of the kids in the group are dead set on, working in the sports industry at some point in their lives. I mean, a lot of these kids, their dream job is to go, work for, the baseball operations department of, so-and-so team, or work for, the marketing of, MLS or something like that. And so this is one way to, begin to get experience. And it also gives, our members a leg up when they're applying for internships to say, as opposed to some kids at other schools who don't have such a group or they have no experience for that, kids who are in our group can, put that on their resumes or talk about that in an interview and say, I'm part of this group here at Georgetown. And so I have the experience of, looking analytically at, different aspects of sports. And so for a lot of kids, it's a door into potentially their future job and like what they really want to be when they graduate.
Yeah, because for people that know that want to get into the world of sports, it's really about who you know or what you've done to get yourself noticed. You just can't kind of waltz in and name your job and name your price. You really kind of maybe not quite like it was in the past. Have to pay your dues a little bit, but I'm appreciate your guys taking the ingenuity you guys have and really taking the bull by the horns and kind of trying to create your own thing and get some experience with yourself calling the shots and students doing that. I think that's really forward thinking.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And obviously, you know, some of the kids are more dead set on working in the sports industry, and there are some of the kids who just really enjoy sports, and you know, they were captains or three sport athletes in high school, and you know, they just can't compete now at the Division I level, but they don't want to give up being so ingrained in sports. So here our group presents that to continue talking about sports in a really interesting way for the kids who aren't totally sure they want to go into sports when they grow up.
Absolutely. And do you have any current Georgetown athletes in the group, and have you heard from any coaches maybe at any sports at Georgetown that have seen what you're doing and say, hey, will you run some analysis on something with my team or my players I'm curious about? Have they approached you in that way at all?
We do have a couple of kids who are on our sports teams who are in the group, and we've been trying to set up something to work with the Georgetown men's basketball team. But the problem, especially with some of the college sports, is the lack of data. And so it's kind of hard to convince them to let us sit there and watch them practice and play and all that stuff when there isn't as much video evidence and data as there is for example, some professional teams. And especially for the sports that are played that have less of a spotlight on them, like tennis or our baseball team or soccer, it'd be difficult to get a lot of data for them. But we definitely have been trying to collaborate with the basketball team, and hopefully sometime in the future that can actually happen.
Yeah, good luck on that. That would be a good... We're with Max Roberts here from the Georgetown Sports Analysis Business and Research Group. It's a lot to fit on a business card if you have one there, Max. But we're going to take a quick break here for our Amazon.com ad. And Amazon is a partner and a sponsor here of the Tech of Sports. And if you're doing any shopping on Amazon here this spring, whether you have weddings or wedding showers, birthdays, that type of thing, you can use the affiliate link. Oh, and Valentine's Day coming up as well. So, Max, don't forget that. Use our affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any of your shopping needs. There's no extra cost to you, and it helps support the studio here and the variety of shows it brings you, like the Tech of Sports and the award-winning Waves of Tech show, Busy Ladies, and a few other new shows that are starting here in 2014. So a lot going on in Netcast Studio, and you can help support the studio at netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And we're back with Max here, and we just touched briefly on coaches and athletes possibly approaching you, and I know that would be that would make you guys feel really good. So you're kind of trying to knock down the doors a little right now, but you, like you said, you would have to probably be with that team from the first day of practice through the end to get all that real-time stats and see the personalities of the coaches and just maybe see how that that sport works, see what you guys could do for them. But I'm sure you guys would be open to that.
Oh yeah, definitely. If we were given the option or the opportunity to help out with one of the teams here, we would definitely jump on that. It's just convincing them to let us have that access and basically convincing them that we can help them change into a better team.
Sure. And, you know, these teams, especially the basketball team, they have grad assistants and assistant coaches that track a lot of this stuff. So, your best bet, in my opinion, might be with one of the smaller non-revenue sports. But, you know, who knows? And Max, give the website again. Give the social media contacts. We got a few more questions for you, but I'll give you a chance to plug the group and how they can contact you and find out what you guys have going on.
The WordPress is georgetownsportsanalysis.wordpress.com, or follow us on Twitter. It's at GTown Sports. That's at GTown Sports. And following the Twitter is probably the best way to stay updated with us. We tweet out all of the links to our new articles as soon as they're basically posted. So instead of, if you want to keep up to date with us, that's probably the best place to find us. Or on Facebook, Georgetown Sports Analysis Business and Research Group. So that's another place to find us. But Twitter is probably the best place to keep up to date with us.
Yeah, whoever runs that Twitter account does a pretty good job of updating it. And you guys have a lot going on, so it's important you do that. What kind of future topics are you guys looking at without letting the cat out of the bag, and maybe something that listeners can look forward to seeing from you guys?
We definitely are looking forward to potentially having the second and third part of a series we started earlier this year, which was looking at the sophomore slump, which is kind of a mythical idea in sports. And so I took a look at the sophomore slump for NFL quarterbacks. And in the future, we're going to look at baseball players and NBA players. And so those two articles should be interesting to follow up on, you know, the NFL and see if there's any difference between the sports. That's definitely something that I think a lot of people believe is a fact, that, you know, the sophomore year, some of these players decline performance wise.
That's good. That's a good topic. I think if you look at baseball and even sports like tennis, golf, and some of the other sports, you'll see that player that has the big splash for 1 year, and then the sophomore year, they maybe come down to reality a little bit, or they have different demands on their time. There's lots of factors that go into play. And I think for golf, you could look at a guy like Jordan Spieth last year, who had a breakout year, and we'll see what he does this year. You know, everybody says he's a can't miss prospect, maybe the next great golfer. But that's those are some pretty good topics to watch for 2014, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. You know, hopefully we can actually expand that to some of the other sports like golf or tennis, and just look at that, because it is a pretty well-known idea in sports, and, you know, it's nice to see if that's fact or fiction.
Now, you mentioned some of the other people on the, in the group were our former high school athletes that are looking to keep a connection with sports, or, you know, like you said, people looking to get experience to break into the world of sports. But what are kind of the majors of a lot of people in the group? And, you know, Georgetown is a university where people come from all over the country. Is there kind of a geographic mix between the members as well?
Yeah, there's definitely a pretty big geographical mix, and you can tell that because in a group that discusses a lot of sports, there's a lot of disagreements and some rivalries there. You know, you have the Cowboy fans fighting with the Giants fans, and the Seahawks fans fighting with the Broncos fans. And, you know, we have a lot of – the majors actually vary quite a bit. You know, you have a lot of the math or the economics majors, but you also have some people who are, you know, in studying government or English – and just are interested in sports, and, you know, it's not necessarily totally indicative of their major, but they want to stay in this group for sure.
And do you have people that are maybe specialists in a particular sport or area? Is somebody really into the Olympics? Is somebody just really into football or baseball, and you kind of let those people work within the sports they're comfortable with? Or are you there to expand horizons and let people kind of get out of their comfort zone a little bit?
It's a little bit of both, because definitely some people in the group, they have very little knowledge of certain sports. They're focused on mainly one or two. And so it's nice to bring those, you know, sort of experts to the, you know, main group, and try and – that's part of what we do, is try and educate everyone overall. So it's nice to have the people who are really interested in international soccer, or really interested in, you know, hockey, where those are kind of more minor sports to a lot of the people in the group, and, like, you know, in terms of interest level. So it's nice to have some of those people to be able to – try and educate and expand the horizons of some of the other people in the group. So it's a mixture of both.
Yeah, we have a big opportunity, I think, for you guys this year, because with the Winter Olympics and then later on in the year with the World Cup soccer, I think that those are sports that, you know, maybe every three and a half years, they don't get a lot of attention. But when they come around, they seem to captivate the world for a few weeks or a month. And I think that you guys can make some good hits with some timely pieces ready to go during those events. Have you kind of looked at that?
Oh, yeah, especially the World Cup, and looking at how Brazil is one of those really big emerging markets globally. And so that's something that we looked at from the business perspective, and looking at how South America and Brazil, as one of the major players there, is, you know, expanding economically, and see how the World Cup is one of those big factors. We can look at both, you know, the sports impact and, like, the economic impact of such an event.
Anything with curling in the Winter Olympics? Have you looked at curling at all?
not yet, but, you know, it's totally possible. It wouldn't surprise me as everything gets fired up, if some people will start wondering, actually, you know, what is curling and what it's comprised of, and see if we have some curling articles.
Yeah, because it amazes me every time the Winter Olympics comes around, you don't hear about curling for 3 years and 9 months. And then for about a 3 month period, NBC, this cable channel on NBC, they've been covering it. And you watch during the Olympics, there'll be a social media influx of curling posts like you won't believe. And it's, you know, in a lot of cases, it's right up there, surpasses sports like skiing and hockey. So for some reason, people are fascinated that this curling is a sport that, you know, is a worldwide kind of phenomenon during the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, maybe we should definitely capitalize on the the curling insanity that happens every 4 years, and you know, start looking at that from an analytical point of view and see if we can find anything there.
I don't know how you would do that other than, you know, you could do something with the team, what do they call it, that has the hammer, the team that goes first, and how often they win that round versus teams that don't have. I mean, I'm sure there's something you could do, but, you know, curling is pretty one-dimensional, so you'll have to get a little creative there.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to invent some advanced analytics for curling.
And NBC might be interested in that. I'm sure you get some feedback on social media for that as well. Give the group website again, Max, and how they can follow and contact you guys if they have questions. Or would you even encourage an idea from someone else for you guys to work on for the rest of this year into the summer? Are you guys up for that as well?
Oh, yeah. We definitely would love to have people suggest ideas or ask us questions, and it's something we can take a look at. That's, you know, how some of these good ideas can get started, is if someone challenges us and says, well, what about that? And then we can go take a look at it and, you know, give them an answer with an article alongside of it. And so the website, the WordPress, is georgetownsportsanalysis.wordpress.com. The Twitter handle is @gtownsports, and the Facebook page is the Georgetown Sports Analysis Business and Research Group. And like I said before, Twitter is probably the best place to find us. We really keep up to date there, tweeting about just what's happening in the sports world and also our own articles.
Great stuff, Max. And give your little quick synopsis on the Georgetown Hoyas basketball here so far, 2013-2014 season.
It's been tough at times. We've fought through some difficult injuries, and our big transfer, Joshua Smith, was just recently declared ineligible. Yeah. So that was a big hit. He's, I think, 6'10", 350 pounds. He's a real big guy. So losing him is difficult. Had a broken jaw, a broken nose among two players. It hasn't been pretty, but we do have some really good recruits coming next year, and I still believe in John Thompson III. So the future is bright.
I do too, and I don't think you're going to get any broken bones or broken noses heading to a Georgetown sports analysis business and research meeting, are you?
No.
Unless you slip on the ice or something, maybe? I don't.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Okay, you guys have a great organization. I'm a fan. I'm going to be following to see what you guys are up to, and I may send you some suggestions, and if you think they're stupid, just send them back to me saying I'm out of my mind or something like that.
Oh, thank you. But no, please do send us suggestions. We'd love to have some ideas to look at.
Yeah, and this is we've had Max Roberts on here. And Max, I always ask my guests one last question as we wrap up the show here on the Tech of Sports. What's the one gadget or piece of technology you can't live without?
Wow. Probably an iPod. I couldn't be able to function without music. I wouldn't be able to go to the gym or to just get around places without music available portably.
And are you a guy that prefers text messages to a phone call?
Depends on what it is. Sometimes, you know, there's some things that you definitely cannot replace a phone call with. But sometimes a text message is more convenient if you're just saying something short. But a call is sometimes, it's far more personal. Sometimes
you can just say what it is, man. You can say a text message is a cop out. You can just say it if you want.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably what it is.
Max, great having you on. Thanks for taking time out of your studies. I know you'll be buried in a book for about the next 5.5 hours tonight. So thanks for coming on, and give the website one more time.
Thanks for having me. And it's georgetownsportsanalysis.wordpress.com, and then on Twitter @gtownsports.
Thanks, Max. Great guest. And I'll be following you guys closely. Just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio here has many other shows which may be of interest to you. And you can go to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows that are available, and also the internet podcast directory called Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com, where it lists all sorts of shows that you can listen to, how to get them. And the new shows are being added all the time. So that's it for tonight with Max Roberts. We'll be back again next week. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.